This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Sound of Now on Joy 94.9.
Hello, my name's Triana Butler. Thank you for joining me for this special podcast episode. This special interview series podcast that we do over here is a chance for me to be able to stretch out and just play the extended interviews without any of the bits that we needed to cut out, which is really, really nice. This week I got to chat with Melbourne artist Jess Ball. Her brand new single is called Spent. It's her third single that's just under the name Jess Ball. She's had like 9 or 10 singles that were like other artists featuring Jess Ball. But now she's found her own sound and her new music is great. It's so, so good. Highly encourage you to check it out. And we got to sit down and talk about the music she loves, her musical inspirations. It's a really cool chat. She's really cool. Here it is, my chat with Jess Ball. Jess Ball, so great to chat with you. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
We're joining you at a really significant moment for your career because over the last few months, you've gone from being the featuring artist, you know, it's like another artist featuring Jess Ball, to being your own artist and being in your own space and releasing music solo. How have you found that shift?
Yes, it's actually really exciting. It's really fun. And like, I love being able to sort of define myself without other DJs. Of course, that's great as well. And I love doing collaborations, but it's nice to find like who I am on my own as well.
Totally.
Yeah. So it's been really exciting. Really cool.
I know you've been working towards this goal of being a recording artist for quite some time. And then you finally get to your first ever single and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to be a featured artist on this song. And it's like a week before lockdown kicks in.
Yeah.
So you've had to live through the entirety of your career being pandemic era.
I know. Lots of shows being cancelled and all of that stuff because I had COVID and I had to cancel a few shows because of that. But, you know, everyone's got stuff that has been cancelled for COVID. So
yeah, I know you had the single launch for the new single Spent down at the Curtain on Saturday. Have you found being back and being able to gig and perform?
Yeah, it's been so much fun. I mean, it's all very new and I think that in a way, it's been really good having the lockdowns before because it gave a lot of time to sort of rehearse and get the show together properly, as well as like have all of this like bundled up energy that I've been wanting to like just like release. So in the shows, I feel like the energy is always really good and like, yeah, it's just been really fun.
Which the crowd's got to love. I mean, I know a lot of artists, or at least the ones that I speak to, as they're coming into their first live show, there's a little bit of nervousness there about how the crowd's going to react to the music. Are they going to get into it? Are they just going to kind of stand there and watch?
I know.
How have the crowds responded? How have they reacted?
Really good, actually. Yeah. I was also a bit worried because, you know, there's like no dancing rules and stuff.
Oh my God, of course.
So I was like, oh no, like my songs are quite like upbeat. I wonder what people are going to do, but it's actually been really fine. And like, I am surprised at how the atmosphere hasn't like completely just been drowned out by the fact she can't dance. But yeah, no, it's been good and the audience has been great. So I'm very grateful.
We're chatting with Melbourne artist Jess Ball. I know with the music that you were on as a featured artist, a lot of it was in that kind of electronic dance music, club kind of genre. The second you switched to being a solo artist, there was this deep bassy groove across everything. It was this really kind of funky kind of sound to it, which, again, is super different and it's still going to make people move, but just move differently when they're allowed, I guess, when there's not rules in place. What led to you finding this unique signature sound for yourself?
I think like growing up in school, I was always like singing like sort of a variety of music. I remember I did like a really strange like variety of music actually in school. And I guess
Hang on. No. What do you mean strange? Everyone says their music taste in school is strange. It's not. It's probably a lot of people out there who have the same feelings about particular songs and artists. What was your music taste back then?
for my year 12 final exam, I remember I had like a bunch of songs that were just all so different, and they just didn't really correlate together. I didn't get a very good score. But there was like a Foo Fighter song, and then there was also like a Nakamura song. Like, have you heard of that song, Nakamura?
I don't think so. No.
It's like a jazzy sort of thing, and it, basically what I'm trying to say is that like my music taste was all over the place. But I guess for me, what I found like most comfortable to write in is pop. And I love the fact that pop is really catchy and like everyone sort of, whether they like it or not, will end up sort of getting a pop song stuck in their head. Yeah. So I just started writing pop songs, but like sort of an indie pop, I guess, because I've been listening to like a lot of Jadu Heart and Spacey Jane and stuff. Yeah. Just sort of made my own version of pop.
Would you hit on Jadu Heart and Spacey Jane there? Who else inspires you musically?
Them, actually, sort of, in a weird way. I know my songs don't really sound like theirs, but sometimes you hear a song or, like, an artist singing about something and you're like, oh, that is, like, an idea that I wouldn't have thought about writing about. And it opens up your mind to, like, sort of write about things that you wouldn't usually. But, I mean, when I write a song, I just do it on guitar and I'm not necessarily trying to sound like anyone or anything. It all just kind of comes naturally, I guess.
See, this is what's interesting. Some of the music that is built today starts with the production. It's production first, and then the lyricist will write to that production. Whereas there are other artists, and you're part of that as well, who are writing those songs on guitar or on piano or something like that, and then taking it to that production later when you want to do something with it,
yeah.
Which I think speaks to the kinds of artists that you've mentioned that inspire you.
Yes, yes. Well, what's great about like the producer I've been working with, Richie, if I have a song that I really like that I've written on guitar, he always has something else that he can add to it or like be like, oh, it would sound cool with this in it or this in it. And it sort of takes it from just like all of my songs being acoustic guitar songs to things that you wouldn't have thought, I guess, by yourself, because sometimes you get a little bit locked into an idea if you're just by yourself all the time making songs. But also with Richie, sometimes he does have a musical, like instrumental ready and wants me to write to it, which is also cool because it makes you, again, do things that you wouldn't have thought of otherwise.
Well, Jess Ball, the new single is called Spent. Tell me about what it's about and how it all came together.
Yeah. So I wrote Spent in my bedroom after a breakup on my guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And sent it over to my team at 1&2 Productions. And they loved the idea, loved everything about it. So they were like, come in, we'll record it. And then, of course, my producer is just like amazing. Like he's so cool. And like he just always knows how to level up a song, I guess. And we recorded it. And at first we had it as like this sort of pop rock sort of sound, which was sort of going in the direction of some other songs that we've recorded, like Thank You. For example. But then he was like, you know what? I want to get this like cool bass line into it. And as soon as I heard the bass line, I was like, oh my gosh, there's no way we're going with the other version. Like, this is so cool. So that is how it came to life.
And you said you wrote it after a breakup, but it's very much a song about wanting to get back with someone.
Yeah. It's, I guess, sometimes, like, I am a very big overthinker and I doubt a lot of things and I just, like, overthought the relationship, I guess, and thought that breaking up with that person, who I still love very much, would fix everything. But then when I did it, I realised, like, the only person that needs fixing here is myself. So I guess sometimes it's, like, you need to fix yourself before you get into a relationship.
So did you then try to fix yourself before you got into the next relationship?
Yes, I did. I actually got back together with that person.
Oh, really? Well, that ends well, I guess.
Yes, exactly. It's a good ending. But, yeah, it's basically just about, like, when you break up with someone, then you even doubt your decision just doubting everything, and then like being reminded of them, like every little thing about them, or like tracing things about, like tracing things back to them that aren't even related to them. And you're like, what am I doing? And then like looking within yourself and trying to fix it.
Well, the song is called Spent. You can find it wherever music exists. Jess Ball, thank you so much for the chat today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Find the full playlist on the Joy website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow.
Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you've enjoyed it, you could maybe share it on social media or maybe even subscribe to the podcast in your podcasting app of choice. It's even there in the Apple Podcasts app now, finally. It wasn't for a while, and finally click that button and now it's going to be there. If you've enjoyed the show as well, don't forget the radio show is live 6 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. That is Melbourne time, 6 p.m. Mondays on Joy 94.9. You can head to joy.org.au/thesoundofnow for all the details.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.